Today I want to talk about an interesting subject. I think it's something you've heard about before, or at least you've heard this phrase before that I'm going to be talking about. But it's not what you know, it's who you know. That's my subject for the day. It's not what you know, it's who you know. And, you know, I like this saying. There's a lot of sayings that we have that we just kind of use for whatever reason. You know, we just kind of spit them out. But this one I like because, to me, it has proved to me time and time again to be more true. You know, there's a lot of truth in that saying, and I have found it time and time again that it has shown up in my life to be true, that it's not what I know, it's who I know. When I was a young man, and I went out to apply for a job, and based on what I know, the best job that I could get was I was this guy that would wrap the meat at the meat market. I would put the little piece of plastic over top of it and then seal it. That was my job, and it was a part-time job, and it paid minimum wage, and it was only part-time, as I said. So that was as good as I could get with what I knew. You know, I didn't, obviously I was just out of high school, and I had no other training, and this was the job that I got based on what I know. But within a few short months, other people at the store got to know me. Most importantly, the general manager got to know me, and I got to know him. And there came a position open for assistant manager, and he came and offered that position to me. I said yes, because it was a full-time job that came with a great salary and all kinds of benefits. And I got that job. I mean, it just showed me I got that job not based on what I knew, but on who I knew. It's not based on what you know. It's based on who you know. It's interesting because we spend 12 years compiling all kinds of knowledge and information, but yet how much time do we spend learning how to develop great relationships? Learning how to make a personal relationship with people, a connection with the right person who can open doors for you. And yet time and time again, it's not what you know, it's who you know. How many of the jobs did you get because you happen to know somebody, or somebody knew of you? Maybe you didn't even know of them, but they talked to somebody that knew you, and that's how you got it. And for, that is often how the way doors are open for us in life. It's not by what we know, it's by who we know. I remember Lola, our daughter, when she was going to Pepperdine. And the first year she got there, and she's a great student. She really studies and works hard. I mean, she's really an academic, not like me. But she's working away in that first year at law school, and she's just not quite getting the grades that she thinks she should be getting, even though she's writing incredible essays, and she's doing all the homework, and she's doing all the tests. Something is still missing. Something's not quite working. Liza gave her a suggestion, and she said, "You need to develop a personal relationship with the professors. You need to get to know them. Let them know who you are. Begin to speak to them. Create some sort of rapport with them." Well, Lola's kind of stubborn, so she decided, no, I'm going to continue doing it my way. And she continued to work hard in the library, studying, but still, her marks were below where she wanted them to be. And she finished the year with those marks that she started out with, and it was frustrating for her. The next year, she learned. She decided, I'm going to take my mother's advice. And she began to work with the professor. She volunteered for one of them. And of course, that opened the way for her to meet and know a lot of the other professors. And amazingly, her marks suddenly shot up. They knew who she was now. They knew what kind of person she was, and they knew that she was working hard, and that reflected, them knowing her, reflected in her scores. The rest of her time at Pepperdine was easy. She continued to study and work hard, but now that she knew somebody, she was getting the accolades and the recognition that she really needed. It's not what we know. What she knew did not change. It was the way she went about creating a personal relationship that opened the door for greater opportunity. In our life, we want to continue to meet and know the right people. It's not what you know, it's who you know. Now, the who I'm talking about that we want to know is Jesus. Because a lot of us make it about us and what we know, and we think if we know more about God even, somehow that's going to give us favor or get us in the door. If we acquire enough knowledge, if we study enough about the Bible, and, you know, if we do enough things, if we do enough praying or enough studying or enough doing, somehow that's going to curry favor with God and get us in. And yet that's not the way that it works with God either. It's not what we know, it's who we know. Even Jesus said this in John 14:6. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." That means, again, it's not what you know, it's who you know. You have to know Jesus in order to get to the Father. In order to be able to have that relationship with God, you need to know Jesus. So it's not what we know, it's who we know. We have to be developing that relationship with Jesus. Now, do you know who he is? Do you know what kind of benefits come when you know him? And I don't mean know of him. I mean really have a personal relationship where you're talking with him, where you're inviting him to come into your heart, where you're letting his love and his goodness work through you to transform and change your life. That's when we really start to receive the benefits. Remember, God made promises to us. And those promises were all fulfilled through Jesus. So unless we know Jesus in a very personal way, in a relationship, a one-on-one relationship with him, we don't receive the promises. We don't receive the benefits. God wanted us to receive healing. It is received through having that personal relationship with Jesus. God wanted us to have prosperity. Again, it comes not by what you know, but by that relationship that we have with Jesus. The more that we can see him and see how perfect everything he said, everything he says, everything he does is, the more we can see that perfection, the more we have that perfection in our life. The promises are brought into our life. The same way by me knowing the general manager brought a better job into my life. The same way that Lola, knowing the professors, brought a better score into her life. Us knowing Jesus brings a better life, better health, better prosperity, better job, more joy, more love, more happiness comes into our life when we know him. And it's done through not focusing on ourselves, because that's when we start to focus on the knowledge and how much we know, we make it about us. And suddenly we're trying to make ourselves look better, when really we need to be looking and focusing on Jesus and how perfect he is. And knowing that's where I want to be. I want to be in a relationship with him. The more we can focus on his perfection, understand it in a greater way. Do you understand that he was able to fulfill all the prophecies and the laws perfectly? And he did that so that he could give that to you so it could be written on your heart in a more perfect way. So you could have the law now, but it'd be internal. So not be condemning anymore, but be through love. And that's how the Holy Spirit begins to speak in you and lead you. The Holy Spirit does not convict you or condemn you. It convicts you of righteousness. In other words, it tells you how right you are, how good you are, how perfect you are, because you have that relationship with Jesus. It's a totally different thing. And that's why we need to continue to look and learn and be in that relationship with Jesus. Because the more we learn about him and understand him and listen to him and let him lead us and guide us, the more perfect our life is. The more filled with love our life is. And it's a matter of focusing on him, not focusing on yourself. Don't get looking in the mirror and think, oh, I've got to learn more if I'm going to get this. I've got to know so much more. I've got to take so many more courses. There's nothing wrong with taking courses. Don't get me wrong. You know, I'm glad that Lola went to school and got a degree, you know, to do something. I'm glad she did that. And I'm glad that there were courses and things that I studied as well. But in terms of the plan of God and receiving all the promises of God, it's not about our knowledge and how much we know. It's not about us. It's about us having that relationship, that belief in Jesus, that relationship with Jesus. And the more that we can get that down, understand that, the more it fills our hearts. Paul was talking about knowledge. And Paul was talking about love, actually. But in that, he said, love never fails. But he said that knowledge fades away. Knowledge is only a temporary thing. It ain't going to last. And true love is coming from God through Jesus. True love, the source of love, is God. And it's flowing through us in that relationship. As Jesus said, we can't get to the Father without knowing Him. We can't receive that abundance of prosperity, of love, of health, without knowing Him. I love this saying, it's not what you know, it's who you know. You know, I think about guys like Peter the disciple. You know, here's Peter, he's a fisherman, and he's kind of a little surly. You know, I think he gets angry quite easily, and he's got a short fuse, it sounds like, and it always seems to trip him up. But look, we're still talking about Peter 2,000 years later. Peter ended up becoming the head of the church when they started it. He became the leader of that church. Now, was it because of what he knew? No, it was because of who he knew. He had walked with Jesus, he knew Jesus, he had a relationship with Jesus, and because of that, we're still talking about him. Because of that, he started off being the head of that church. It wasn't what he knew. What did he know? He knew fishing. You know, and obviously sometimes he didn't even know that very well, because remember that one night where he's out there fishing all night and didn't catch anything, you know, till Jesus came along and told him how to do it. So, you know, what did he know? And that's the thing, is we sometimes think we know we're good at something, but that ain't going to get us anywhere, because it's not what we know, it's who we know. I look around this room and I see that time and time again, there are people in this room that know people that have opened doors for them, got them jobs, got them into places they couldn't have gone otherwise, because they knew the right person. I mean, you want to look at this, if you're not sure about this saying, look at politicians. Politicians know absolutely nothing about the real world. They have no practical common sense whatsoever. So how did they get these positions? It's not what they know, it's who they know. They make a habit of developing relationships. They meet the right people. They go strategically to the right places to meet people that can open doors to get them into those positions. It's who they know. Well, Jesus opens doors for us, far greater doors than any politician can open for us. He opens far greater doors. He opens doors to love. He opens doors to prosperity. He opens doors to freedom. Freedom from condemnation. Freedom from guilt. Freedom from fear. When we know Jesus, fear slips away. When we truly understand, believe, and know Him, fear is not present with us. Condemnation is not present with us. Guilt is not present with us. There is no lack. There is only prosperity and abundance. When we're walking with Jesus, there is abundance, prosperity flowing out upon us each and every single day. It is nonstop because we know Him. We need to spend more time focusing on developing that relationship with Jesus so that He can open those doors. He has already said He wants to open them for you. He's waiting for you. He's just waiting for you to answer it, because He's knocking. And when we can take the step forward and receive Him, then it just opens the whole thing. We get to receive that blessing and that abundance in an amazing way. We have to understand that it's not about what we know. It's about who we know. And that who is Jesus. We want to know Him in a very personal way. Speak to Him. Talk to Him. He will bring the blessings and the promises of God into your life. Don't make it about you. Make it about Him. Stop looking in the mirror and start looking towards His perfection. The more we can study how perfect He is and the great things that He has done for us and He is doing for us, the more that we can see that, the more we can receive it. just by focusing on His perfection, we receive more perfection. You ever notice that? If you focus on your the things that are bothering you, right? If you ever, the things that you don't like about yourself, your flaws and your imperfections, have you ever noticed if you start focusing on them? I don't know if you ever looked in the mirror. You know, sometimes you start looking in the mirror and you start looking really close, and you're going, there's a line right there. Oh my God! And if you look long enough, you start seeing that line starts getting bigger. It starts getting deeper, and you're like, oh my goodness. Oh God, what do I do? But the more you focus on it, the bigger it gets. Right? Any problem that you start looking at, it becomes that molehill into the mountain. The more you look at the problem, the bigger that it gets. The more that you focus on it, the larger it gets. See, God doesn't want us focusing on the problem. He wants us looking at the solution. His solution was Jesus. That's why He came and walked on the earth. That's the solution. That's the perfection. So don't focus on the flaws and the shortcomings. Don't be beating yourself up over the mistakes. Look to the solution, the perfection, and then as you do that, those flaws become smaller. Those imperfections become smaller. Pretty soon you don't even see them. Why? Because all you're seeing is perfection. All you're seeing is the light of God flowing in your life through Jesus. All we need to do is shift our perspective. That's what I'm talking about today, making a shift. And the more that you can see that perfection in all its glory, then no longer will your flaws exist. No longer will your mistakes exist. No longer will your struggles exist, or your difficulties, or your challenges. Because the solution to all of that is right there in that relationship with Jesus. And the more we focus on it, on Him, it overcomes all those problems. And they suddenly are a distant memory. And then they're wiped away so you don't even remember them. And all you remember is Him and His glory and His greatness. Each one of us can do it. It's very simple. It's very easy. Let's do it right now. Yes. Close your eyes. I know you've invited Jesus into your heart before, but I want you to take a longer look for a moment. Because I know sometimes we just know of Him and we know these theories. It's not about the knowing. I want you just to say right now, Lord Jesus, I invite You into my heart. I know that You are perfect. I know that You fulfilled all the promises of God. And I know that when I focus on You, Your Spirit fills me more fully in perfection. You transform me and renew me to be cleansed, healed, blessed. And I want that. I receive that right now. I take it. Thank You. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Good. Guys, now that you received that, continue daily. I want you to make it a practice. This is some homework for you. Make it a practice. Instead, catch yourself. If you start focusing on what you've done wrong or the mistakes you've made, I want you to make it a practice to shift your attention to focusing on Jesus. Start to talk to Him and look towards Him and look towards His perfection rather than look towards your mistakes. Just try this. You'll notice something amazing, really amazing happens. You'll notice suddenly there's a lightness that comes upon you. I mean, like the heaviness falls away, a lightness. You start to feel light. You start to feel more happy. Because the more you focus on the negativity or the faults that you have, it feels heavy. It feels dreary. It feels like it overcomes you. And it does. Darkness starts to overcome you. But if you focus on the perfection of Jesus and how He did everything perfectly and that He gave that to you, and you start to focus on that relationship with Him, a lightness comes about you. You were lifted up out of the darkness. You were lifted into the light. Everything is transformed. And that's how the transformation happens. By just developing that relationship with Him.